Now that the flu vaccine is in short supply, hospitals and other institutions are reporting price gouging. They normally pay about $70 for a vial of vaccine. Now they're being told they will have to pay $800 or more. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Two pharmaceutical companies, Aventis Pasteur and Chiron, were supposed to supply the U.S. with flu vaccine. But last week, British regulators, citing contamination and production problems, shut down a Chiron plant. That left just a single vaccine manufacturer and only about half as much vaccine as hospitals, public health officials, and others expected. Hospitals which were supposed to get Chiron's vaccine were left empty-handed. Their regular drug distributors had no vaccine to sell them, but some smaller distributors apparently did. Jane Yontz is the pharmacy director at Moorhead Memorial Hospital in Eden, North Carolina. She says the hospital phone began to ring just hours after the hospital learned they might not get any vaccine.
We started getting phone calls from some of the third-party gray market distributors, and by lunchtime on Tuesday, they were talking about $400 a vial. By the end of the day, it was up to $800.
Moorhead Memorial was one of nearly 700 hospitals that responded to a survey by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. More than half said they'd been contacted by vendors offering to sell vaccine at highly inflated prices. The Society's Doug Schekelhoff says the offers came from specialty distributors who likely obtained the vaccine before the shortage was known and now have a hard-to-get product that they can charge more for. But, he says, some of the companies have been asking for prices that are completely out of line, and the hospitals are very frustrated.
They have a very high-risk group of patients who need to have the vaccine, and they're faced with the dilemma of having to purchase it at a very high price for thousands of dollars that will never be reimbursed. And so the hospital or health system will have to absorb that additional cost.
Charging what the market will bear is legal, but only up to a point in the view of attorneys general in Kansas and Florida. On Tuesday, Kansas sued MedStat, a Fort Lauderdale drug distributor. The state alleged that the firm was violating the state's consumer protection law. Yesterday, the state of Florida sued the company. Florida's attorney general, Charles Crist, says MedStat was egregiously overpricing.
We started getting complaints on our price gouging hotline about over 1,000% increase, and we certainly would view that as exploitation and unconscionable and unreasonable and unfair.
The attorney for MedStat, Robert Reyes, declined a broadcast interview and would not respond to specific questions. Reyes would say only that the factual allegations are not accurate and that he was confident that when all the facts were known, the company would prevail in court. In response to the vaccine shortage, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new restricted definition of who should get it. Individuals 65 or older, people with chronic diseases, residents of nursing homes, healthcare workers, pregnant women, and infants between the ages of 6 and 23 months. In an effort to ensure that vaccine is available for them, California, Oregon, and New Mexico have issued statewide orders prohibiting healthcare providers from giving anyone else flu shots. Seattle's King County has done the same. Violators could be fined or even sent to jail. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.